kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa punto ito, muli nating makakasama ang Cebuana makeup artist na mula sa Melbourne. Na-miss natin siya, Blazel Ann Flores. Blazel, kumusta?
Hi, Miss Claudette. Okay lang. Kumusta ka?
I am good. Ito, masaya na kasi nakalaya na tayo dito sa Melbourne. Kaya, ikaw naman.
Yes, exactly. And by the way, thanks for having me back. It's so good to be back, actually. Na-miss ko itong mga interviews na to.
Oo, very, very timely din ang ating interview kasi marami kang ginawa nitong pandemic. Of course, work from home siya, pero mas maraming na-inspire sa mga ginawa mong videos at mga creative makeup. Pero bago natin pag-usapan yan, Blazel, pag-usapan mm-hmm. muna natin yung iyong life during the pandemic or the lockdown. Ano yung mga naging racket mo muna? Kasi I know pansamantala natigil muna yung mga makeup events mo.
Yes, actually, oh my God, it was the saddest moment. Kasi alam mo naman, I really love makeup. And then, since that lockdown happened, wala na talaga, natigil na yung weddings, wala na yung mga makeup gigs. So, what I did was, good thing that we're in a country that we are so funded, diba? Mm. Good thing meron akong job keeper.
Ah, that's good.
It's a very, uh-oh. Yeah, it's a very good opportunity na meron akong ganyan. And last June lang, I got my PR. So, permanent resident na ako.
Wow, congrats.
So, if that's... Oh, thank you. If that didn't happen, oh my God, wala akong marireceive na job keeper. Mm-hmm. So, good thing lang. Lahat, timing ni Lord. Mm-hmm. I'm so amazed. Yeah, so, since wala akong makeup gigs, wala lang nag... I started, parang nagluluto ako a little bit of ngoyong. I don't know if you know that. So, yan yung parang racket ko.
It's
a Cebuano spring roll.
Wow.
So I sell lang sa mga friends ko lang and then so napapaluto sila because most of the nurses, di ba, busy na sila. So what I did is I cook for them and then they pay me back. So it's a good thing.
Uy, and then
yeah, so at least meron akong something to do. Hmm. But actually, mental health is really true pala, no? So, that lockdown, may mga times na umiiyak na lang talaga ako. When my husband arrives, nasa-shock na lang siya. Why am I crying? Or, kasi sabi ko, no, this is not me. Kasi I'm such an extrovert person and I love the outdoors. And since that happened, wala na. So, I made a way na... I had something to do. So I started to unleash some talents or parang pre-practice ko ulit yung mga talents ko in creative makeup. Tapos gumawa din ako ng YouTube channel ko. I'm not really that active sa YouTube, pero I do more on Instagram. So that's where I did my creative makeup.
That's very good kasi oo nga nitong pandemic, parang hindi mo hawak yung buhay mo kasi parang naging stagnant ka at the same time parang ano bang mangyayari, ano ba yung future ko, tapos ang hirap ng manatili ka lang sa bahay kasi especially you sanay kang lumabas, di ba? I also had that episode, so hindi ka nag-iisa na parang naiiyak ka na hindi mo alam ano bang, you know, what's next, parang ang gulo-gulo, pero very good kasi merong diversion kang ginawa, like yung pagme-makeup mo and of course yung paggawa mo ng mga video. So tell me a bit about your the videos that you make.
Okay, so yung mga videos ko, I tried to really find my niche, which is, you know, makeup naman. Pero gusto ko yung makuha yung attention ng mga tao. So what I did with my YouTube makeups, yung mga 5-minute makeup look, yung mga recommendations ko sa products. And then, meron din akong ginawa yung mga illusion makeup or creative makeup, which yung parang, kasi it's in time for Halloween. So, ginawa ko yung mga mermaid makeup, yung mga illusion makeup. And then, what's fun was that, di ba, hindi ako pwedeng lumabas to buy some materials.
Mm.
So, what I did was, I got some ingredients from the kitchen. Like, for example, kasi yung latex or yung special effects makeup, kailangan kasi yun ng ano talaga, yung you really have to buy it from makeup stores. Pero, what I did was, I made some dough, yung parang pang pizza dough.
Yes, flour.
Yes, and then I applied it sa face ko. But that was my first time actually, and I didn't know if the result was good or pwede ba siyang dumikit sa mukha. So yung ginawa ko lang is yung dough, nag-knead ako, and then I formed it into a, yung parang gills ng mermaid.
Yes, oo.
Yes, and then I used a lash glue, yung duo na lash glue, tapos dinikit ko sa mukha ko, and then that was it. And then minakeupan ko lang siya, and then I did something like, yung mga, basta makeup lang lahat at yung kitchen ingredients. Tapos, I also used toothpick. Siya sa ears ng ears ng mermaid. And then, yung latex, yung gloves na para pang kitchen.
Yes, I'm looking at the photo now. Gloves pala yan?
Ano po?
Gloves pala to? Itong parang...
yes, gloves.
Oo. Ang galing.
Yeah. Oo, so gloves yan. And then, sinorm ko ng ano, ng parang
fin.
Ears ng mermaid.
Oh, ear.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yan, so yun lang ginawa ko. And then, lahat creativity lang talaga. I was actually inspired because, you know, I love everything about art, diba? So, Sinulog before sa Cebu, diba? It's the biggest street party.
Correct.
I used to do business face painting. So I stand near National Bookstore kasi lahat ng makeup or lahat ng art materials ko nandun eh. So if I run out of it, yung friend ko will go to National Bookstore and buy the things that I need.
Wow.
Yes. Yun yung ginawa ko. And then, what amazed me was yung mga clients ko was not Filipino, pero yung nagla-line up talaga sila, may mga African, may mga Australian. Tapos yung mga friends ko lang, sinasabi nila, sorry ha, yung artist pa namin, busy.
In demand.
And they wait in line.
Wow.
And then na-amaze ako kasi parang half day lang yata or parang 4 hours, naka 4,000 pesos ako. Nang dahil sa face painting. Oo.
Confirmed so, na talaga. Na. Ikaw na talaga si Miss Discarte Queen.
Oo, kasi yan yung sinasabi ng mama ko. Sabi niya, ikaw talaga kahit saan ka ilalagay, may makukuha kang pera kasi you know what to do. And then you just make use of your talent na binigay ni Lord.
Very talented. I'm also amazed sa mga ginawa mo. Nung nakita ko yung mga pictures na pinost mo sa Instagram, I'm like, wow, grabe, she's so talented. Kasi mag-makeup nga lang na parang basic makeup, nahihirapan ako. Pero ikaw, blessed ka talaga sa gift na yan. Okay. Meron ka pang isang look na ginawa na may mga buhok-buhok sa face mo.
Ah, yes. Oo.
Ganda.
That was kasi I'm a support worker at the same time, di ba? And then yung client ko, ang dami niyang binibigay ng mga, you know, yung mga kuting-ting. So binigyan niya ako ng pang nail art na yung mga beads na nilagay ko sa eyes ko. If
yes.
You can see that.
Oo.
Those are actually for nail art. And then she gave it to me. Yes, because she knows that I also do nail art. And then, what I did was, I also placed that on my eyes and also on my lips using glue and also yung lip gloss lang. Kasi didikit naman yun pag lip gloss lang. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then, yung ginawa ko sa hair ko, binasa ko lang siya. And then, linagyan ko ng, if you know the aloe vera na tub, yung green tub. Oh, di ba basa yun? And then, I just formed it into swirls. Sa mukha ko. So the whole time I was shooting that, basa yung face ko all over. Kasi yung gusto kong i-achieve was wet and dewy makeup look with sprinkles.
Wow.
Yan.
Ang galing.
Yes.
And ito pa, itong illusion makeup mo naman na parang, oh my gosh, parang ano to, parang ang parang umiiyak ka, tapos parang may drawing na parang dinikit yung face sa mukha mo. Grabe. How did you achieve this?
Actually, na-amaze din ako niyan because I've always wanted to do that, pero feeling ko baka mahirap. But meron ako inspiration na sinunod, and then wala lang all the things that I used there was were ano lang, makeup lang talaga. So foundation, I made sure na lighter yung foundation, mm-hmm. yung sa center sa face, and then black makeup, and then black eyeliner, at yung iba pa, yung everything was makeup. Mm-hmm. And then I was actually happy because may mga brands na nag-reach out because of that. Mm-hmm. And NYX Cosmetics messaged me and they were saying that they might repost my image.
Yes.
And then there was also one from Canada na nag-post din siya, ni-repost niya yung image, no? Because it was Halloween, for Halloween na scene.
Galing, galing, galing.
Yes.
Pero question, Lizelle, kailangan mo bang maging magaling sa pagpipinta o pag-drawing to be able to create, you know, those looks?
I can't say na kailangan mo talagang maging magaling, but maybe with more practice lang and then using the right products, I think you will be able to do that. And then what I always recommend or, you know, tell my clients or tell people is that when you want to do looks like that, you have to look at an inspiration, or you take a look at the photo and then try to follow it. And then makukuha niyo rin yan in the long run. And then make sure lang na right products yung, yeah, sinasabi ko.
Mm-mm. So, and also, kailangan practice, no? Practice ng practice.
Yes, exactly. And then yung details lang talaga, you have to make sure din na hindi, you know, your hands hindi nanginginig, kasi mahirap yun eh pag detail.
Oo, hindi ako pwede dyan, friend, kasi yung aking kamay nanginginig lagi. Kailangan, ano siya, stable yung kamay mo, no?
Yes, exactly. Oh. And then one tip din, I do not recommend, especially when you're using black liner, and then gusto mong gumawa ng details, I don't recommend using it right away, yung black. Make sure na meron kang white na eyeliner and then draw it first sa mukha mo until makuha mo yung right shape or right na gusto mong gawin.
Mm-mm.
And then dun ka mag-black liner.
Mm, okay.
So white liner first, yeah. Or any kind of light na eyeliner, and then gawin mo ng, i-top up mo ng black after.
So, ibig sabihin, itong lower lash mo dito, paint to or meron to, ano to, fake eyelash?
Is that the illusion makeup?
Yes.
Ah.
Drawing ba?
Ayan, eyeliner na black, and then linagyan ko siya ng fake lash.
Ah,
and then I also
okay.
draw.
Okay. Para kumapal.
Oo, para kumapal siya.
Mm-mm. Actually, hindi nakikita ng mga listeners natin yung drawing, pero makikita nila ito sa podcast kasi ipopost po natin lahat ng mga creative makeup na ginawa ni Blizzell. And speaking of products,
yes.
Blizzell, ano ba yung ginagamit mong products naman para ma-achieve yung ganitong mga creative makeup and illusion makeup?
Okay, since wala akong lots of materials for special effects, yung ginagamit ko lang talaga is purely makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Pero if you want to be more detailed and mas maganda talaga yung effect, I would always recommend mga special effects makeup talaga. More on paint or water, anong tawag yan?
Water-based? Watercolor? Tama ba?
Hindi siya acrylic, you can use acrylic where it's not really good for the face. Pero may mga special effects makeup talaga. Like you can find it on DYS, NYX Cosmetics, mga global, yung Creolan, I don't know if you know that brand.
Yes, I heard, oo.
Yes, pwede din siya sa mga special effects makeup. And then BYS, nakikita niyo lang yan sa Spotlight or sa Big W, may mga special effects sila.
Okay.
Important yung black and white and also red kasi mas marami kang magagawa nun.
Okay.
Pero if you have makeup, of course, you can do so many things about it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Kailangan mo lang i-unleash yung creative juices para ilabas mo yung gusto mong i-draw or ipinta, no? And how about yung mga gamit naman na pwede mong gamitin mula sa iyong kusina, like what you did? Flour.
Ang dami. Flour, you can use chocolate na, ang tawag nun. Like if you melt the chocolate, di ba, magiging liquid siya. You can also use that. Pwede mo rin gamitin yung mga toothpick, yung sinabi ko. Mm. And then yung mga, you know those cupcakes na, yung parang ginagamit sa cupcakes, yung papel na ginagamit sa cupcakes.
Yes, oo.
Yes, you can use that. You can also use straw. You can also use, ano pa ba? Yung gloves, yung sinabi ko. And then, sponge as well. You can also use that sa, yung sponge na ginagamit mo for washing the dishes.
Okay.
Yes, you can also use that. Oo. Kung wala kang sponge na facial sponge, go, gamitin mo yan.
Okay.
It's so fun. Yes.
Na ang dami pa lang pwedeng magamit sa kusina. Okay? Salamat sa tips. Na-mention mo nga, no, Blizelle, na itong pag-makeup, especially this one, the creative makeup, kept your sanity during the lockdown.
Yes. Very true. I didn't mention, by the way, Miss Claudette, na I also start doing content creation. Kasi that's where it all started. Kaya gumawa ako ng mga creative na mga makeup. Kasi some, like most of the Filipinos here in Melbourne, they only know me as the bridal specialist. Yung bridal makeup lang yung alam ko.
Uh-uh.
But they didn't know na I can actually do a lot, like maybe nail art, face painting, and those illusion makeup.
Mm-mm.
And then that's where like yung sanity ko was kept, you know. It was a very good diversion for me na gumawa ako ng mga hobbies kong ganito, because ang hirap pala talaga when you are alone here and then wala kang family or wala kang friends to really, you know, talk to, especially na lockdown siya.
Mm-mm. Nung nalaman mo na makakansela muna yung mga weddings, ano ba na feel mo that time? Nalungkot ka ba ng todo?
Nakakaiyak. As in, trust me, I had like maybe 7 weddings na na-cancel and then na-move. And then, di ba, nag-lockdown tayo, tapos nag-open, tapos lockdown na naman?
Yes, oo.
Oo. So, what happened was, may mga nag-book pa rin at that time. And then, the thing was, scary lang siya at that moment, because, di ba, marami na yung cases sa Melbourne, eh, yung mga 750, umabot na siya sa ganong numbers. So, my husband was also very, you know, worried about us traveling, and then what if we never know, kasi yung virus ngayon can still be transmitted even if asymptomatic siya.
Correct.
So may mga bookings ako na, okay, sige, gawin natin to. And then after, nag-increase na naman yung numbers, tapos nagbo-back down, you know, nagbo-back out na naman ako or it's either yung client. And then may isa talaga, I think meron talagang isa na I think the day before the wedding nag-back out talaga ako, because scary siya, because may limitations na kasi sa kilometers. Oo, and then hindi naman talaga allowed. And then what I heard was, if you do makeup na hindi pa siya allowed, may fine din sa business namin.
Yes.
Oh, ang hirap pag magbabayad. Oh. Wala kaming pera. Yeah.
Better be safe at wag sayangin ang pera sa fine. Pero nagkaroon ka ba ng mga online makeup classes during the pandemic?
Yes. Oo, yan din yung ginawa ko. So, para makatera pa rin, what I did was nag-Zoom makeup tutorial ako. So, I had a maximum of 3 to 4 clients. And then, dami-daming nag-enroll noon, kahit from Wodonga, yung mga regional areas, nag-enroll talaga sila by word of mouth, and then nag-post din ako sa Pinoys in Melbourne. So, at least, meron pa rin akong ginawa at that time.
Yes, that's very good. At marami ding natuto. Yes. Kumbaga, nagkaroon ka din ng purpose kahit na medyo, alam mo, hindi ka makagalaw ng maayos. Nagawa mo pa rin yung gusto mong gawin, which is good. Kasi salamat sa technology, di ba, Blizelle?
Yes. Oo. And then, mabuti na lang, you know, mabilis yung internet dito. Like, if sa Philippines pa to, oh my God. Baka naglalag na yung internet service.
Mm. Ano naman yung inspiration mo sa mga gawa mo?
Yung inspiration ko, di ba, I was a MAC artist before.
Mm-mm.
So, marami akong mga, I always look at Instagram, yung mga, nasa-search ako ng mga illusion makeup or maraming mga looks na gusto kong gawin. And then I keep on following it. And then meron din ako mga idol na mga makeup artists. Pina-follow ko rin sila yung mga looks nila.
Mm.
So, yeah. So, na-inspire ako sa lahat ng mga ginawa namin sa mga makeup trainings ko before. And then sa MAC update trainings namin, I keep on remembering those things. And then I ginagawa kong parang ina-update ko yung self ko. And that's why I do those kinds of makeup.
That's really good. Very passionate. At na-miss natin ngayong taon ang Bring That Glow from Within. Ito yung inabangan natin last year. At syempre nakasama natin yung mga cancer patients. Pero this year, wala muna kasi nga pandemic.
Mm-mm. So, yung ginawa ko was, nag-collab din ako sa isang brand. Kahit wala akong Bring That Glow from Within ngayon, nag-collab ako sa isang brand and then she gave me a pink headband.
Hmm.
And then because of that, if someone buys from her and then any pink purchase ng ginagawa niya, $5 goes to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. So, ako yung nag-wear ng headband. And then gumawa din ako ng makeup look and then pinost ko din siya. So that matulungan naman yung brand na nag-collab sa akin. And it was the brand Made Cozy. You can check her on Instagram.
Filipina so ba siya? Hindi.
I'm sorry?
Pinay siya?
No, she's Australian.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice, no? Ayan. At so, naging aktibo ka pa rin sa pagtulong ng ating mga cancer patients. So, that's really good. Pero next year, kung maging normal lang lahat, aasahan ba natin na magkakaroon ka ng another makeup session?
Of course! Baka next year na, early next year, or we'll wait for the virus to really, like, walang parang zero na talaga, and then safe na lahat, and then I will open the doors again of the makeup workshop and I will bring Melbourne, you know, with a big bang.
Wow, we can't wait.
Yeah.
Syempre, magiging bahagi din, of course, ang SBS Filipino dyan. Di ba, Blizelle?
Of course. Oo. Of course. Ikaw, you'll always be a part of my passion and, you know, this journey of makeup.
Yay! Ayan. Pero, Blizelle, hindi ka aalis na hindi ka magbibigay ng tips sa ating mga listeners when it comes to makeup, lalo na yung mga kababaihan na nahihirapan sila pumili ng tamang makeup para sa kanilang, let's say, complexion or ano ba yung, ano ba yung mga siguro basic tips na pwede mong ibigay sa ating mga listeners?
Okay, so walang right and wrong sa makeup, but when it comes to skin tone, complexion, I would always recommend that you have to check your skin tone first. And you always have to check your undertone. Kasi yan, dalawang iisipin mo talaga pag when you check your foundation. So check your skin tone and your undertone. If you are a yellow or a pink undertone, so you have to ask. Sometimes if you go to the store, you have to ask for help sa mga artists doon or sa mga sellers doon. Kasi they were made or they were trained naman talaga. To really know more about the products. And then, check it on your inner wrist. Hindi sa outer wrist.
Ah.
Yes.
Kasi mas maputi yung inner
ano
wrist.
Po?
Mas, yun ba talaga yung color mo sa inner wrist?
Yes, because that's actually the same color as your face. Kasi pag outer wrist ka, mas exposed siya sa sun.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Compared to your inner wrist. Yes. And then if, sometimes sa mga nilalagay natin sa mukha natin, always naman talaga, most of the time, yung face natin is, you know, lighter than our body, yung lower extremities. Yeah. So I would always recommend that. And then also check your skin type. So are you oily, are you dry, or are you combination skin?
Mm.
So if you're oily, go for a mattifying product. If you are dry, then go for something luminous or dewy. And then if you are a combination, I would always recommend using water-based na mga products.
Mm.
So more on gel, more on water-based na, like maybe moisturizer or foundation. Kasi it will really make a difference sa skin natin. And then also, for eyeshadows, you can always choose, if you're still a beginner, always choose something neutral. So mga brown, peach, or mga light pink, go for that. Kasi hindi siya shocking or hindi siya, you know, hindi siya, you know, ang tawag niyan. So hindi siya shocking sa skin tone or whenever you use it for a daily use. Yes, and then for lipsticks, go for neutral. You can go for red. Walang something wrong sa red. You can also go for a neutral pink. You can go for a nude color or yung mga peachy coral tones na mga lipsticks. Kasi safe yan sa mga any kind of skin tone. And then, lastly, skincare first.
Of course.
I would always, you know, top of the list talaga yung skincare. Kasi kahit wala kang makeup, as long as you have a good skin base or good skincare, you're ready to go. Ano na siya? Perfect na siya for the day. Kahit mag-mascara ka na lang, lipstick, and then a little bit of blush, you're good. Okay na yan.
Laban na, kumbaga.
True.
When you talk about basic skincare, syempre, huwag kalimutang mag-wash ang face, di ba?
Yeah.
At yung toner, yung moisturizer, sunblock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sunblock. Pinaka-importante yung sunblock. Kahit wala kang ibang skincare, basta may sunblock ka, that already protects you from the burning, from anti-aging, yung mga freckles, at ano-ano pa. And even drying.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time. Yeah.
Ayun.
And, di ba ang daming nagsasabi na you have to pick up, you have to use a primer because not to prime is a crime.
Oo nga.
I said that.
Totoo ba yan?
I always say that, di ba? But,
yes.
I realized na as long as you have a good moisturizer and then you have maybe like an oil, essential oil that you can mix with your moisturizer, that is so perfect na as a primer. So, kahit wala ka ng primer, then use a moisturizer that you always love.
Oh.
And then, foundation na kaagad.
Yun, very basic and very simple tips na pwedeng-pwedeng sundin ng ating mga listeners. Mula kay, of course, Blizel. Blizz, pwede kang sundan ng ating mga listeners sa iyong social media accounts para makita din nila yung mga creative makeup at mga videos.
Of course. So, for my personal blogs or yung mga flat lay photographies ko and personal content, you can follow at Blezel and Makeup. That's in Instagram. And then for my makeup and creative looks, you can follow at Fab Makeup by Blez, because Fab is my business name naman talaga. Short for Fabian, which is my last name.
Mm.
Then for my YouTube, you can also check Blezel and Flores for my YouTube channel.
Mm-mm. And what's next for you in this Christmas?
Christmas! Oh my God, maraming Christmas parties. Marami na akong bookings actually.
Wow.
Yeah, so the moment I posted last Monday yata yon, meron na akong parang mga 10 weddings coming.
Wow!
Yes.
Maagang pamasko.
Yeah, so, exactly. Oo. So, ano na siya? This December and also January. So, 10 weddings lahat. I hope na okay na talaga yung restrictions para tuloy-tuloy na yung laban natin.
Laban sa pagandahan.
Yes, true.
Ay,
and excited na rin ako. Excited na rin ako mag-glam up ng mga beautiful brides. You know.
Ang sarap ng feeling kapag may inaayusan kang ikakasal. Nakaka-emotional din.
Yes. Oo. True. And yung mga, like, believe it or not, lahat ng mga makeup bride, yung mga brides ko na ginawa ko ng makeup, oh my God, they are my closest friends na ngayon. And then, sila yung number one supporters ko. Sa mga social media accounts, yeah.
Ayan, that's very beautiful, Blez. Salamat sa iyong oras. And I know, very busy ka this weekend. Marami ka ding mga bookings na. Ayan, salamat sa Diyos. At syempre, aabangan namin ang iba pang mga proyekto na iyong gagawin sa susunod.
Yes.
Ayan.
Just keep an eye or, you know, stay updated lang sa mga posts ko and then you will love it.
Ayan.
Bye. may pa-surpresa ako.
Wow! Can't wait!
Yes.
Abangan ko yan.
Kasi soon, I will be doing a giveaway on Instagram. So, oh, check that out. Kasi nag-reach na ako ng 3,000 followers ko ngayon. Mm. At least, although maliit lang siya, pero at least it's a milestone. And then, I will be giving some giveaways like makeup and also skincare products.
Uy, baka manalo kami dyan. Nax.
Yes. You have to join. You have to join talaga.
So, iniisip ko lang, Bless, bago tayo magtapos, iniisip ko ang dami mong collection ng makeup o ang dami mo ng makeup sa bahay.
Yes.
Isang
kasi,
kwarto.
Anyway, diba sabi ko may mga brands na nag-reach out?
Yes.
Only skincare, not only makeup, pero pati skincare and also mga gadgets na uso ngayon, yung mga DIY na yung facial cleansing brush, yung mga ganun. Nag-reach out sila, tapos nagko-collab sila with me. And then, marami na dito. Sabi nga ng husband ko, wala na yung office daw niya na puno na ng mga packages and parcels that we need. So, yung plano ko, I will be giving some of it. Yung mga hindi ko nagamit, of course. So, pang-giveaway ko na lang or pang-pasalubong sa Pilipinas.
Yes, pwedeng-pwede. Kasi hindi naman tayo makaka-uwi pa kasi sarado ang border. So, yes, pwedeng-pwedeng pang-regalo, pang-Pasko, di ba?
Oo, pang-LBC box na to.
Oo, pang-balikbayan box. And of course, ikaw na talaga ngayon ay isang certified influencer kasi marami ka nang ka-collab.
Oo, hindi naman, I don't call myself influencer, pero hina-hashtag ko lang influencer para makita naman ako ng iba.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Kakahiya, pag sinabi ko influencer, kasi hindi ako influencer. I'm just really doing what I love and then I'm, my authenticity and my, being genuine sa mga posts ko. I think yan yung nakakapture ng ibang mga brands.
That's lovely. Ayan, marami pa tayong aabangan kay Blizzel sa kanyang Instagram. So stay tuned. At kung gusto niyo manalo ng mga papremyo, tumungo lang kayo sa kanyang Instagram page. Thank you very much, Blizzel.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Miss Claudette. And stay safe pa rin.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.